Nora Mishniak and Melanie Lakosovic report for Columbia Green Media that there will still be Memorial Day ceremonies in most local town halls on May 25th, but they will be very small gatherings with 10 or fewer people in attendance. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an order May 21st allowing small gatherings for Memorial Day. The American Legions in Hudson and Chatham hold small ceremonies with prayers and rifle salutes May 25th. Quote, "We have continued the tradition since 1919 and we will not miss this," unquote, said Rick Hallen Jr., chaplain of the Hudson American Legion Post 184 and a former Army Reserve captain. Catskill, Greenville, Coxsackie, and Cairo won't hold any parades this year, but still have small ceremonies planned. Honeyford Memorial American Legion Post 110 in Catskill hold their ceremony at 11 a.m. May 25th on the courthouse steps on Main Street in Catskill. The American Legion Post 291 in Greenville hosts the services at 10 a.m. on Memorial Day at the Veterans Park at the corner of Route 81 and Route 32. Coxsackie's American Legion Post 166 has a ceremony planned for 1 p.m. Memorial Day at the World War II Monument. In Cairo, American Legion Mohican Post 983 will lay wreaths at cemeteries at 11 a.m. May 25th. Quote, "I hope people will take a moment to remember those who served and have passed, because that is what it is all about," unquote, said Hudson American Legion Commander Ed Coons. In the Columbia paper, Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell said in the county's May 22nd virus update press release that Cuomo's executive order limiting gatherings to 10 or fewer individuals is for Memorial Day observances and also for religious gatherings following physical distancing and cleaning measures. The executive order also says that, quote, "any drive-in or remote religious service may continue in excess of the 10-person limit so long as there is no in-person contact between participants. Vehicle caravans are permitted," unquote.
The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting law enforcement in the region and statewide over the Memorial Day weekend will engage in a Stop DWI crackdown on drunk, impaired, and reckless driving. Crackdown runs from Friday, May 22nd through Tuesday, May 26th, and will include both state and local police. Over the 2019 Memorial Day weekend, 225 people were arrested on drinking and driving charges, with nearly 14,000 tickets issued. There were also 134 crashes that resulted in personal injury, including four deaths. The campaign will involve increased patrol with police using marked and unmarked vehicles and sobriety checkpoints. The state police have reported issuing more speeding tickets during the COVID-19 pandemic. Bars and restaurants remain closed to sit-down service, and locally, residents are still being encouraged to stay home and observe social distancing protocols whenever possible. Community gatherings characteristic of the Memorial Day weekend, such as cookouts involving more than 10 people, have also been banned.
In other local coronavirus news, many of the local cases continue to happen at local nursing homes. Of Columbia County's 360 total cases, 37 were at the Pine Haven Nursing Home in Philmont, and 127 were at the Grand at Barnwell in Valencia as of May 21st. That's 45% of the cases in Columbia County, and both homes are tops among the county's towns. Kinderhook also has 37 cases, and Hudson has 32. No other town has more than 16. On May 22nd, Columbia County announced two more COVID-19 cases and also two more deaths, for 31 total. Greene County announced on May 22nd one more coronavirus case and one more death, for 18 total.